KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
It's time for the fish report here on KSDP. We have a harvest summary for the Alaska Peninsula with most fish harvested on the north side, as well as chignik harvest, chignik escapement, and escapement across the peninsula, along with some Bristol Bay numbers where they hit the 1.4 million fish harvest mark for the day, so it has begun. For the Alaska Peninsula, on June 25th, 2025, 43,000 sockeye were harvested across the area. That's 629,000 to date. 1,000 chum were harvested as well. The totals for the districts, Shumen Islands had no new fish harvested yesterday, but the South Unimak had 1,000 sockeye reported for a total of 297,000. Nelson Lagoon had 10,000 sockeye harvested and delivered for a total of 58,000 to date. And Port Muller to Outer Port Hyden, 34,000. They're now at 174,000 to date. Going over to the harvest summary for chignik, 21,000 sockeye harvested in chignik yesterday for a running total now of 58,900 to date. Most of that in Chignik Bay. 54,000 sockeye have been harvested in Chignik Bay, and the Central District had 4,500 fish harvested. Looking at the Alaska Peninsula for the Weir Report, yesterday 6,100 sockeye went up the Chignik River. They're at 182,000 to date. Starting to see a couple of years in the last 10 catch up a little bit, but we're still pretty far ahead of those years. Starting to lag behind 2017 and 2016, though, where they had about a quarter million each in those 2 years. 21,000 sockeye up the Nelson River. They're at 114,000. The next biggest year was last year, where by now they're at 34,000. But looking at 2023, 19,000, 1,800 in 2022. Even 2017 and 2016, they were at 16,000 and 7,000 respectively. 2,600 up the Bear River for a total of 23,000 to date. And that's kind of the midpoint of where they've been the last 10. Illinik had 760 fish up the Weir for a total of 16,000. 15 up Oceanoy for a total now of 758,000, trailing only 2016, which had 966. Illyuk had 3 fish up the Weir for a total of 64 to date, and that's much more than the last 10 years. Now for Bristol Bay, they're at 1.4 million fish harvested yesterday for June the 25th. That makes them a total of 3.6 million to date, and most of that was caught in the Nushagik. The Ugashik had 116,000 for a total of 574,000, 114,000 at Egigik for a total of 482,000, 1.2 million at Nushagik, they're at 2.5 million to date there, and 2,600 over at Togiak for a total of 8,800 to date. Again, cumulative harvest so far this year in Bristol Bay, 3.6 million. And that will do it for the fish report here on KSDP. This report was brought to you by the Aleut Corporation. Stay tuned for more great programming coming up right now.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset. Starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkin up to Castle Cape, small craft advisory today. Today, northeast winds 25 knots, seas 5 feet with rain. Tonight, northeast winds 20 knots, seas 5 feet. And Friday, north winds 20 knots, seas 5 feet. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, today northwest winds 15 knots, seas 3 feet. Tonight, north winds 10 knots, seas 3 feet. And Friday, north winds 10 knots, seas 2 feet. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, today northwest winds 10 knots, seas 5 feet. Tonight, northwest winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet. And Friday, northwest winds 20 knots, seas 3 feet. Port Hyden and Nelson Lagoon, today north winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet. Tonight north winds 10 knots, seas 3 feet. And Friday, north winds 10 knots, seas 3 feet. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, today northwest winds 10 knots, seas 4 feet. Tonight north winds 10 knots, seas 4 feet. And Friday, north winds 10 knots, seas 3 feet. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula, Today, scattered showers, mainly after 4 p.m. Cloudy, with highs near 52. Northwest winds around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, scattered showers, mainly before 7 p.m. Cloudy, with lows near 45. Northwest winds around 5 to 10 miles per hour. And Friday, scattered showers, mainly before 10 a.m. Mostly cloudy, with highs near 54. Northwest winds around 10 miles an hour. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There was a high tide at 2:51 a.m. at 8 foot 3 inches, a low at 10:09, a minus tide of 2 feet 7 inches, a high at 4:57 p.m. at 5 foot 10 inches, and a low at 9:48 at 2 feet 9 inches. Your sun rose at 6:02 this morning, and your sun will set at 11:27, giving us 17 hours and 25 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Fiber Plus Internet is now available in Sandpoint and King Cove. GCI offers high-speed internet in your community at the same plans and pricing as in Anchorage. More information is available at gci.com/internet.
Funding for KSDP is made possible in part by the King Cove Corporation, operating the Fleets, Inn Hotel, the Heart Lakes Apartments, and the Last Hook Off Tavern. The King Cove Corporation is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
Oh, runs high, but not as high as the tension and competitive spirit right here and all over the galaxy.
Drifting up the stairs. I can't believe the things you say. They Something got a place inside. When all is said. Okay, that was KSDP Radio, 8:30 a.m., Sandpoint, Alaska, 88.1 FM on translator K201D, King Cove, Alaska.
Thank you. Thank you. out a dirty old window. Down below the cars in the city go rushing by. I sit here alone and I wonder why.
Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting is generously supported by the City of Sandpoint. Sandpoint is a first-class city in the Aleutians East Borough, located on Humboldt Harbor on the northwestern Popoff Island. Anchorage is 575 nautical miles to the northeast. The Sandpoint City Council meets the second Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m. in the City Hall Council Chambers. Contact the City of Sandpoint by calling 907-383-2696, emailing sptcity@arctic.net or visiting their website at sandpointak.com.
Sunday morning ever and Sunday passing by. I'll be working here forever, at least until I die. I'm supposed to get a raise next week, you know damn well I won't. Working for a living,
work.
Working for a living,
work.
Working for a living, living and a working. I'm taking what they're giving, cause I'm working for a living. Hey, I'm not complaining, cause I really need to work. But hitting up my buddies got me feeling like a jerk. $100 car note, $200 red. I get a check on Friday, but it's already spent. Working for a living,
work.
Working for a living,
work.
Working for a living, living and a working. I'm taking what they're giving, cause I'm working for a living.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Working for a living,
whoa, whoa.
Of a mile, my curiosity's running wild, cruising and playing the radio, with no particular place to go, riding along my calaboose, still trying to get her belt loose, all the way home I held a grudge, but the safety belt it wouldn't budge. Particular place to go. Lucille's not in sight. As my friends are better, all the lips were tight.